Here's my original character, okay?
What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
How's that?
Who is this character?
His name is His name is Ishmael. Ishmael, get on camera. Or not on camera. Get on the microphone, Ishmael.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Okay.
That reminds me of my character, Barnaby.
Who's that?
Hey, what the hell? No, what the hell? No, what the hell? What the? Let's have him talk.
What the fuck?
What the hell?
What the fuck?
This reminds me of my character, Barbara Walters.
Oh, come on.
Rest in peace.
Well, Ishmael's off camera now, off mic, because he's sad, because he loved Barbara Walters. He loved 60 Minutes, and now he's sad. He's not going to return.
Oh. Sorry, Barbara. I just don't know how to drive an SUV. Sorry I backed
up. No. Oh, my God. Ishmael just walked into oncoming traffic. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my
God. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no. My God.
No.
No, that's way gorier than it is in the movies. Oh, my God. That's bad.
Fuck, man.
Wait. I'll put the microphone. He's still alive. I'll put the microphone up to him. Hold on.
What the fuck?
Oh. He passed away. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Will, clean that up.
Oh, my God. No. Well, Will did it. Because, oh, my God.
How did I do it?
Anyway, guys, guess what?
What?
Ishmael's gone, but I want to talk about Lego. Okay? I don't know about everybody else, but I want to talk about Lego.
Ishmael's gone, but Liam, Ezra, and Will remain. Welcome to Bricked Up.
I don't have any Lego news because nothing really happened, but I have some more personal Lego news.
Oh, me too, baby. Me too, baby. It's
me too.
It's special news because it's the first recorded Bricked Up of 2023.
Woohoo.
Noisemaker noise, like, whee! You know?
But in all seriousness, I do have to address last episode. Apparently, I talked about the Lego Minecraft set in a derogatory tone. I like Lego Minecraft, and I liked making that set. Okay, I'm not a perfect person, but I did like that Lego Minecraft set. Would I buy a Lego Minecraft set myself? No. But I like getting my Lego Minecraft sets for free and building them. So I'm sorry.
What, how'd you get the set for free?
Got it, but blank out her name, so she has to, so she, because she wants to be like featured on this podcast so much, but blank out her name.
Okay.
Got it for me, and she said that I was not kind enough to the Lego Minecraft community. You guys rock.
Can I just say, you're gonna sugarcoat this as much as you can. You said, and I quote, in the episode, meh.
Yeah, I did.
I said Lego Minecraft rules. You responded with, meh.
Yeah, I did.
Try and make up for that. Because that's not okay.
Well, I'll make it up by this Saturday. I'm going to be buying some. I get paid from my
OnlyFans post. Free.
This upcoming Saturday, I'm getting paid money. And I'm going to the Lego store. And I'm buying some Lego. I'm buying some Star Wars Lego in that Morbius car. I want that Morbius car.
I'm excited.
Why, Will?
I'm excited because I got some Lego news to share. If Ezra's done.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Christmas recently happened. That's exciting.
Blank out the word Christmas because it's past.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Kwanzaa also just passed. Anyway, continue.
So why are we blurring it out?
Anyway, continue. Continue.
And my good friend, also known as my sister, God bless her soul, gifted me with the Spider-Man Doctor Strange basement set from No Way Home.
Sanctum Sanctorum?
Not the Sanctorum, the basement from the Sanctorum. The little baby Sanctum basement all the shit around it.
That has a good minifig selection, though.
What?
That is an amazing minifig set, because it comes with that Iron Spider piece. It comes with my boy Wong in a puffy coat. It comes with Zendaya, and it comes with that gorgeous Doctor Strange figure with the rubber cape.
Does it come with Ned, the fat Ned?
If only it came with the fat. If only it came with the Ned Big Fig.
Did it come with Reginald the Vampire?
Oh my God.
No,
Ned is not a friend of the podcast because remember he breaks the Death Star.
Oh yeah, he's not.
But okay, well, it's not intentional. It's because he faced trauma. Like if you walked into your bedroom and saw Spider-Man having sex with your father, you would probably drop your Death Star too.
Like Tom Holland, like lay on his back, like stroke. Like oh, like I would drop my Death Star too.
I think we watched a different movie because I just remember Ned dropping the Death Star and he said I'm dropping this Death Star not because I'm shocked but because I hate this build, and that's all I remember.
And then
it's probably my like dream Lego set.
And then he was like, "Hello, everybody, just to Ned here."
Then baby, you only have nightmares because
baby
Yoda. F the Death Star.
My Lego news, I've heard about this. I don't know if this is kind of old news, but Lego is going to try and start to do paper packaging only. No more plastic. I ordered some base plates off of Amazon, and they came in paper. Crazy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We're switching to paper now.
But I like shoving all the bags into the set and then throwing it in a waste, into like a waste.
Well, put in a picture of like a dying chipmunk with a Lego minifigure bag on his head and say, this is Ezra's fault.
That is probably a super easy image to come by because that's what I do. I stalk and hunt. But if we're done with the Lego news...
I've been playing a shit ton of
Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. I enjoy it.
That is a fun game. I agree. You're playing it on your Nintendo Switch?
Yes.
That is a very fun game. I don't know, Liam, if you've bought that or not, but it is really worth it. It's a lot of fun.
It's pretty great.
I haven't bought it.
You should. You really should. What I find about it is it's like, because I grew up with Lego Star Wars The Complete Saga. That's genuinely probably my all-time favorite video game. And it's really great that this new one is pretty much just that old game, but so much bigger. And I really think that's dope.
Yeah, I agree. And you can also make it so there's no voice acting in the game. They go back to their classic.
Mumble mode.
Yeah, mumble mode.
I am not going to bring up another thing that's old that gets bigger. My granddad's
car. Well, we're on Lego minifigure series.
I ruined the Lego, episode.
You ruined the episode a while ago.
Series 19, this is the end of our trilogy of minifig videos. After this, we're finally free from talking about these blind bag boys.
I fucking hope.
One more interruption, because I just need to apologize for this. Because when we were doing the minifig special, Ezra just suggested we only talk about our favorites. It was my idea to talk about every single one, and now we have more videos in this series than we don't.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry.
We have to finish it now, and we're going to finish it today, no matter what.
I fucking hope.
We're in too deep.
Because what we've realized is throughout these minifig series, they have gotten worse in quality. After like the licensed stuff, like we're about to talk about series 19, which I'm right now looking at, and it's actually a step up from other series, but like guys, this is nowhere. Like I missed the racist tribal leader.
Lego Ninja.
Yeah, if they're gonna replace the racist stuff with a fucking Jacksepticeye, I don't want that.
Like it's Lego, yeah. But at least they've.
But doesn't Jacksepticeye have green hair?
He does. So it is like technically it is Lego Jacksepticeye and not Lego Ninja. If we're fact checking here, which we barely fact check to begin with.
Yeah.
Because all I do, I like to lie.
Boy, we get more facts wrong than right in this show.
Especially with these Lego minifigures. But we're on series 19 of these Lego minifigure series, and then we're going to be done talking about it after we're done today. We're going to be done. I'm not even going to bring it up in the next episode when new ones get released. We'll look at them and talk about them, but that's it. I'm done talking about these at extensive length.
And then episode 6 will be the pee-pee special.
It will be the pee-pee special, where we discuss how to enlarge it with my new growth serum I'm developing at Ezra Labs. All you need is to give me $10,000, and then I give you the serum that you can sell for $10,000, and then I just get a small comeback from that. Like, I get $2,000, and then we keep going down, 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 and we keep on giving growth serum out. It's really good. It's like the Cleopatra figure. We're making a big pyramid of money. Anyway,
exactly.
Beautiful tying it back. Beautiful segue.
Anyway, look at. I'm gonna be honest here, guys. I like my favorite minifigure out of this series is that pizza figure. I like pizza. I like that pizza guy. He's funny looking.
Disagree. I can't believe you picked a fucking mascot as your favorite figure.
Yeah.
When this series has Jungle Explorer, it has Monkey King, it has Dog Sitter with that dachshund piece and the program.
And the Lego shit.
Doesn't it have a piece of shit?
Has Lego shit.
That's her shit. It's not the dog's. It's
hers. Because on the back of the minifigure,
it says that on the Lego.
It's
episode.
Double. It's dual printed. It's dual moat with mm-hmm. that shit on the back.
The poop stain we talked about in episode 1.
Yeah. So,
I've got some unfortunate news about this series, though.
What?
So growing up, with all these series that we talked about previously, this is when I started to sink into my Lego Dark Age, which I would consider at least up until very recently. We're still going on, and it's really tragic how I think everything after this I did not get, even though I was an avid collector of everything before.
That's okay. Well, this is my Lego Dark Ages too, but I don't care about this series. You know what I do like? I like that Cleopatra figure because it reminds me of that one Egyptian series of sets that Lego had. What was it called?
Pharaoh Quest.
That shit was awesome. And that golden scorpion reminds me of it. I actually am becoming more favorable about this series because I do like that Monkey King. I like that
monkey. I was gonna say
I like that monkey, but I do
I
like
was gonna say
I do like the pizza guy a lot. So I'm going with pizza guy as my favorite one.
I was gonna go with Monkey King as my favorite.
What about you, William?
I think my favorite is Jungle Explorer. Probably he's got a funny lizard. He's like Johnny Thunder's like. Brother,
I was gonna say he's like Johnny Lightning.
Johnny Lightning.
I thought it was Johnny English.
It's not Johnny English.
Yes, it is. That's Johnny English reborn. That's Johnny English. What are you guys talking about? I'm pretty sure
it's not.
My thought is ignoring the Johnny English comment. Mm-hmm. If Johnny Thunder is like an action movie star who like travels the world or whatever,
yeah.
You think Johnny Lightning would be cooler, but no, he has a magnifying glass and a lizard.
He's also copying his brother.
He looks at lizards.
He's copying his brother 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what? I thought we would be more favorable to the Haunted Knight, but the Haunted Knight, other than that clear sword piece, kind of stinks.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is called a Fright Knight, which I like the name, and that's about it.
Yeah, name is cool.
Overall, this series does not, other than I think we've already talked about the Jacksepticeye figure enough, I think this series is like middle of the road, another basic series coming from Lego. Fuck you and your stupid original series, because we have 3 mascot figures in that one, and it's going to get way worse as we go along.
I like that the fox costume comes with a chicken and a bag of chicken food, because it's like that old riddle where it's like you have a boat and you have a chicken and you have a fox and a bag of chicken food.
Oh, I thought she was going to put the chicken in the bag and like take it home.
Like shake it up.
Like hit it against the wall. Like
shake it up, you know, and then like eat it.
Like poor Will did with his little hamster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a sock. Yep.
Butter sock, but with a hamster.
I remember that. I remember when Will was featured on iCarly and he did that. And then like Dan Schneider, he was even like, stop. You gotta stop. You gotta stop. Because it was like his make-a-wish, right? He wanted to be on iCarly so bad. He was like, I'll be like mm-hmm. Sam's cousin. I'll be like Sam's cousin. I'll be the crazy Sam's cousin. And then Dan Schneider was like, yeah, go for it, dude. And so the next day on set, He came at exactly 6 a.m. when everybody came at 10. He wanted to be punctual early, and he had his baby hamster in the sock. And he was like, and they're like, oh my God, that's such a funny idea. Until Will hit it against the wall, and the wall went red, and everybody kind of took a step back, you know?
Yeah.
You remember that? Everybody remembers that.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping you wouldn't bring it up, but.
Yeah.
Take note that Will is still alive, so the Make-A-Wish thing was a complete lie.
Well, people do survive their Make-A-Wish.
No, if you do, then like Disney World comes and executes you because they gave you free stuff, and that can't happen.
That's what they filled the Epcot ball with. That's what they do.
I thought they would have filled the Epcot ball with minifigures from the Lego Minifigures DC Superheroes series. Holy shit.
This is probably in my top five of most epicest, awesomest series. I have to admit, I love this series so much.
I've made it kind of obvious before that I really like old comic booky designs. Mm-hmm. I like the look of early sort of ink dot artwork. And this series just rings true to that. I think it's wonderful.
I 100% agree with you. I love this series, especially that Aquaman figure that's directly taken from the Justice League cartoon that I grew up with. I love that Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I don't think there is a figure here that I do not like. I'll say that.
No, I agree. I'd be happy with. I like that Joker from Dark Knight Returns. I like
mm-hmm.
that Flash figure is awesome. I wish they would take the time and make an actually good Flash figure, like the one from Lego DC Superheroes 2, that video game. Remember that Flash figure that had like the hard helmet instead of that soft, goopy helmet that we got when Flash finally got a minifigure? I remember that.
I'd say Flash is my favorite, and I also have to agree with you guys saying I probably wouldn't be disappointed with anyone, mm-hmm. but I'll make one exception for Metamorpho. I don't know. I think he's kind of just boring. And I also don't know who the character is all too well.
Classic Will.
I like him just because of the clear leg.
Yeah, me
too. Like, it just is cool.
Oh, is it clear?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, the one leg is see-through.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice that. Points for him, but still.
Classic Will. Classic Will and his hate for any figure that doesn't have a piece of accessory. Remember that, Will? Remember how you made that rule?
He has an accessory. He has an accessory.
No, he doesn't.
He has a big hand.
That's a baby hand.
He has a giant...
It's a baby hand. I like... My favorite out of the series is Mr. Miracle, by far. I think he's awesome.
I like Mr. Miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's cool. I think my favorite's OG Batman.
I was gonna go with OG Batman, but I don't know. I have so many Batman. Like, I have the 60s Batman. I have like all that. So I'm kind of okay with my Batman selection. But we're never gonna get a set with Mr. Miracle in it ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
My favorite's the original Flash.
The only con that I can think for this series is that they did too many figures like their original design. Like, they did it with Wonder Woman, Superman, Sinestro, Flash, Cyborg, and Batman.
Some of them, they really worked out. All right, I love that Superman.
Superman's probably my least favorite of the series.
Mine too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think he's plain, but...
Superman's just plain in general. That's why I'm not a Superman guy. Because he's...
Actually, I might change my favorite to Huntress.
Huntress?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, just say it already.
It's a bad pick. I mean, okay... I'm sorry if I might be on edge with your choice because I'm just currently because like Huntress's backstory is that she's part of like a mob family and I'm currently being gang stalked, so it's like a whole thing. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to get into right now. Like, there's cameras and people are watching and whatever. That's just me. That's just me. So I don't know.
Well, that's okay. Just because you're in horrible, horrible, morbid danger doesn't mean you have to be mean to me.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. But you know what? I can be mean to.
What?
Series 20, and it's bullshit idea of respecting.
Fuck series 20. Yep.
This is not respect. Where's Mrs. Gold?
Mrs. Gold.
Where's Mrs. Gold?
She's on the fucking She's on a shady website right now doing something she shouldn't be.
I don't know if I have to cut this out because we have never explained who Mrs. Gold is.
Mrs. Gold is currently living her best life on a show with cameras involved.
As most shows are.
And that's why she... No, the shows with cameras, Will.
Oh, like sitcoms.
The shows... Yeah, sure. Currently, yes. But this series is a classic excuse of... we want to make new parts. So what we're going to do is we're going to just make characters around those new parts so we can use them. Like, who is a drone? The drone guy. Why?
Fuck all this. The pinata.
The drone guy. I do like the turtle. I will say I like the turtle.
Turtle's fun.
I kind of like the martial arts boy. Because he reminds me of Kickin' It, if you guys remember Kickin' It.
I remember Kickin' It.
Fun fact about Kickin' It, and this is true, there was a character on that show named Milton, and he was the nerdy-looking boy.
Mm-hmm.
And the actor who plays him is on Cameo now, and all of his cameos are structured the exact same way and almost have no original scripting to them. He just says your name and then follows the same script.
Really?
Yeah.
How much is he?
$10. Well, he was $10. I don't think he does cameos anymore.
Aw, Milton.
Dylan Snyder. Put up a picture of Dylan Snyder from Kickin' It and Better Call Saul.
Yeah, Will. Future Will. Put it up.
It's up.
Ooh, look at that. That's a...
Milton, I gotta be honest, you look fucked up.
Damn. You know, like, as fucked up as that rapper girl piece? That rapper girl figure? Come on.
Yeah, that's like the...
We don't need that.
That's like the rapper that from one of the early series, I think series 3, that Ezra loved so much.
That I complimented. That I loved it. But it was, he had a gold theme. She doesn't have a theme.
She just
has like, a cyan beatbox.
Well, actually, she's a breakdancer, not a rapper. So I feel like I have to correct that.
Oh, is she a...
Yeah.
Oh, then I take it all back. But I think my least favorite of this series is obviously the green Lego guy. Why is he there?
What the heck?
Why is he there?
He looks like...
He's saying...
Anybody else agree it looked like a piece of marijuana?
Yeah.
He looks like a pet.
What's up, pinata boy?
I know why Brick Costume Guy has a plate that says 10, because it was 10 years of the CMF series, but...
No, because that's who he's looking for.
Ten-year-old. And there's two of them in this series.
Yeah.
And then he's trying to give them his marijuana so he can lure them in.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
There should be like a Chris Hansen figure in the future so we could put like a Lego Ideas Chris Hansen. Lego Ideas Dateline. Why has nobody come up with that yet? Lego Ideas Dateline. We have like the trap house. The Sting House. And we have the with this car. And we have the cops with their cars and they stake out the house on a base plate. It's a really nice house build. It could be modular, you know.
The next minifigure series should be 15 like children figures and then one full grown adult.
Yeah.
I agree.
No, there's the creepy adult and then there's the Chris Hansen figure, but they call him like
Investigator.
Brick Hansen.
Brick Hansen.
I like Brick Hansen. I like Brick Hansen. That reminds me of that video I saw earlier today where you know, like people go rogue hunting, you know, like they're not part of a show or anything. They just like find online and then meet them in Walmarts and scream that they're
fucking dress up as Batman and scream at them, then just like let them go and back into the world.
But this one was like,
you learned your lesson, you're gonna be okay now.
This one was different. Okay, because
go play.
Because this one, he was like small and he was like, why are you attacking me? And he was like running out of the store, running out of the Walmart, and he almost got hit by a car. And then he got in his car and he like backed up really fast to try and get away, but he hit the curb and his car went like up in the air. And then he got tackled by two security guards.
Oh my god.
I'll send you the video, Will. But that, it's like the best.
As you're describing it, I'll put up footage of that video.
It's amazing. And he's like screaming and running, and it's just perfect altogether. And I think, you know what, this, because of that and the figure in this series, I give this series a 10 out of 10. I think it's a perfect embodiment of Lego. and just what Lego represents.
I just want to say, guys, even if this episode turns out to be complete crap, we can say that it has the highest number of us saying the word than any other episode we've done.
Hopefully it stays that way.
No, I love talking about
Liam's opinion on this series. Everything is shit, but it has two of the best figures of all time, the Knight and the Viking.
What?
I disagree. My favorite figure is 80s musician, but that is just because I am a sucker for some Hall & Oates, and that man looks like Daryl Hall.
What about, like, the Power Rangers guy? That one's cool.
Fuck the Power Rangers guy. They've made like a million.
Fuck Power Rangers.
They've made a million Power Rangers guys.
Yeah, true.
I'll fuck all of the Power Rangers.
The only other good one is the llama.
You know what? I you know what? I agree, and I give this series now after the retrospective, I give it a 2 out of 10. And I disagree. I
give it a 3.
I don't like any of them. What about this?
Can we talk about the llama for 5 minutes? Because that's the actual best figure.
No. It's not.
It's a mascot
figure.
Costume.
We're done with
that. No, but if...
Correct me if I'm wrong. Was there not already a llama in the Lego Movie Series 2? Or the second Lego movie?
That was a giraffe.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Wow, it's kind of the same animal anyway. Like, if I saw both of them...
Llamas are like sheep giraffes.
If I saw them in the wild, I think they're both like the same thing.
I wouldn't.
It's the same.
It's basically the same.
I could tell a giraffe and a llama apart.
But Liam,
I could tell the laugh a laugh and a drama. Dude, laugh and drama are opposites.
I don't care. Sorry. Oh my god! Don't get mad. Don't storm off like that.
He's breaking things.
Oh my god, Will. What the fuck?
He's
oh!
He's alive! It's a miracle!
Oh my god,
Ishmael!
Oh my god!
It's a Series 20 miracle!
It's a Series 20 miracle! It's a Series 20 miracle! Oh my god, Ishmael! I'm so glad! Yeah, here you go.
We did leave you to die, but we had a podcast to record, so sorry.
Yeah, don't take it personally.
But look at this Harry Potter series, why don't you? And tell me, Liam. I'm not a Harry Potter guy. I don't know much about them. But who's the baby that's being held? Who's that little baby?
Harry Potter. So
that's Harry Potter?
Yeah. Sorry. You asked Liam, but
hold on. I haven't looked it up yet.
That's
Lily Potter.
Lily Potter's holding baby.
What baby?
Holding baby Potter. Lily Potter's holding baby Potter.
Ice cream?
What?
No, that's Ginny Weasley, you fool.
Oh, that's Ginny Weasley holding a glass of poop. I don't know. I don't know anything about Harry Potter.
I don't know anything either.
I know a little bit. I
don't know anything about Harry Potter.
I think I understepped my Harry Potter knowledge. I know a bit more about Harry Potter. I think probably the most out of all of us.
Yeah, well, because... I don't really care for Harry Potter. I do like these figures though. Like they're cool, like wizardry figures. Like I like.
Oh yeah.
I like the ones with the hats.
I like how it comes with the twin.
That's cool. I think I don't really care for this series at all, just because I don't care about. Probably if I was a big Harry Potter guy, I'd be like, oh my god. But you know,
actually, as a decent, like as a moderate Harry Potter fan, like hardly, I can say that this series, it's actually pretty good. I think the characters are well designed. I think the only ones I'm not a fan of are actually the main three characters, and the rest of them are pretty nice.
What's special about the main three characters?
We actually agreed not to talk about this in the last episode, guys.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, did we?
Yes. I will just say I love the racist guy whose name is like Shackle Ram Bolt or something. Racist.
Kingsley Shacklebolt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually that.
He's the only black character in all of Harry Potter, and she named him after
slavery.
Fucking chains.
Yeah.
Oh
my god. My favorite's Neville because he looks so goofy, and I've always liked Neville in the movies, and he comes with the monster book from
J.K. Rowling. Just loved being racist.
J.K. Rowling loves white people. Next series.
That's why Harry Potter and Lego go together so well, because like they started their careers being racist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why they work. And you know what? If you're a fan of Lego Harry Potter, please talk to somebody.
Go to a therapist if that doesn't work, try killing
Series 21 is a big step up.
Series 21.
Did 21. They go down in the amount of 21. Things they're doing?
Hey, Will.
21.
Are they going down?
Hey, Will, something came in the mail today.
What?
He's nuts. Well, edit in a picture of my testicles right now.
That dude puts that dude now goes like on the street and like if you film him, his manager like walks around with him, and if you film him, his manager demands money, and if you don't give them money, they chase you. That's real.
I'm aware that that's real. His name is Welvin De Great, by the way.
I doubt that's his last name.
I want a Lego Welvin.
Ooh, Lego Welvin.
D-Studs? Fuck, that's a... Dude, that is the name of the bricked up spinoff.
D-Studs, where we watch full-length movies.
Yeah.
D-Studs. And then when the movie's done, we say, ha! And then so it's like technically our content we've made.
Exactly.
Yeah, fair use.
Series 21, guys. I really like the series overall. I think it's cool.
Different to it, but it's fine. It's not bad.
Come on, the Aztec Warrior is bad. Aztec Warrior is badass, dude.
Aztec Warrior is pretty dope.
I love that piece.
I like this series a lot.
Yeah, me too. You know what? I haven't been this invigorated by a minifigure series, like an original minifigure series, in a very long time. Like, I like the Space Police.
I haven't been invigorated since I took Ezra's cock oil, which makes my cock bigger.
Yeah. And how much did you pay for that? You paid $10,000, but you've made how much back?
$10,000.
How much have you made back?
I haven't made anything back yet, but I can
But the reason Liam got this is because he went to EzraLabs.com/boner pills mm-hmm. and used the code bricked up for 10% off of his order.
Yep, and I tell you that it may say not secure when you're going on the website, but it truly is with your information.
Yeah.
I like the Space Police because it reminds me of Space Police, which is a good original series that should have got a movie instead of the Ninjago movie, as well as Chima.
I like that the alien is kind of like a prisoner, which kind of coincides with the Space Police figure. I love when Lego does that. Actually, I do stand with you guys on this one. My opinions are starting to wade. I am actually becoming a bigger fan of this series. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, like the easiest like dud in the series is the two mascot characters. The worst being the
Ladybug.
Ladybug, yep.
I like Ladybug. I think Violin Child is the worst.
I also wasn't a fan of Violin Child because I thought like if like they could really make any child playing instrument.
That almost
felt like a piece excuse.
But here's the nuance with the Violin Child. Look at his face print. Does he look happy? Just yes or no. Does he look happy?
No, he looks stressed.
He looks stressed because you know why?
Because he's learning violin.
Because there's a Tiger Mom parent figure that should be coming in an upcoming series. I got a Lego leak from that. That they go side by side. They go together. Because the Tiger Mom's like, come on, do your violin. You're going to be a violin star. And he's like, I don't want to. And that's why I personally like Violin Child.
Also in the same series, there's going to actually be a Lego Ezra figure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got leaked. I leaked by Just Two.
It's going to be the first who is no longer depressed.
Yeah.
Might we add?
And he's also racist, guys. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Racist. Yeah,
come on,
and
applause,
no longer depressed.
Come on. That's good.
That's rich.
But overall, Series 21. My favorite figure is the Aztec Warrior. What about you guys?
I like Aztec Warrior. I'm going to be honest, my favorite, I really like the Shipwreck Survivor.
Me too, the Hermit Crab. I love that one.
The Hermit Crab's adorable. Mm-hmm. I also like the Castaway kind of look that he has. I agree with you guys. This series is pretty dope. I'm a fan.
Yeah, it is.
My favorite cabaret singer.
Oh.
She's the best.
Interesting.
I've used that face print in a few of my mocks, if you know what I mean.
Come on, Will.
Okay, fine.
Will, for the thumbnail of this episode, can I be in the outfit?
That's fair.
I'll see what I can do.
If it's available.
Yeah, if I'm...
He can try his best.
If you can't find it, just make me some kind of whore.
All right, gotcha.
That's fair.
almost as big a whore as the beekeeper. That is a sexy figure.
I like his mustache.
That is a sexy figure.
I like his mustache.
That, I like, he's a dill.
He is a dill.
Okay, but here's look what happens if I take that face, that head print, that headpiece, and I put it on the Series 20 green guy, green Lego minifigure guy. What happens now?
Or even just moving the beekeeper too close to the violin child is not good for anybody.
Yeah.
Actually, looking at him as like an adult, I don't trust him. But looking at him as a figure, he is an M filth. Am I right, boys?
Come on, man.
What is an M filth?
Well, it's the ILF acronym with an MF in front.
What does that mean? What's MF?
He's a motherfucker. He wants to have sex. Oh, minifigure.
I'd like to fuck.
Okay.
In the late great rapper MF Doom, the MF stood for minifigure.
Minifigure.
Minifigure Dr. Doom.
We have to get rid of that.
I just did a spit take.
You have to put that. You have to get rid of that part, man. We can't have.
Funding for this podcast has been provided by.
As a man, you need two types of vitamins. Vitamin A and vitamin D. And by vitamin D, we mean penis. New vitamins and boner pills, only from Ezra Labs. Use code BRICKEDUP for 10% off your purchase.
Thanks for that ad break. Look at that ad. That was a great ad break. That was a wonderful ad break. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, that was a great ad break. Thank you for sponsoring Ezra Labs. We appreciate your sponsorship.
Ezra Labs and Popeyes. Go to Popeyes, everybody.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
But we're down. We're back to another amazing series with the Lego Looney Tunes series, which is, I'm going to default say it. I know I've been saying it a lot. This is my favorite Lego minifigure series by far. I love it. What? No.
Oh, no. I have nothing against it. It's a fine series. I just wanted to make that noise. It's fine. I'm not a fan, but I don't think they translate well to figures. That's just
what are you
my
talking
thought.
About?
They're animals. The whole appeal of the Looney Tunes is that they all look so wacky and different. And if you're going to give them all the same body print and style, it's kind of, I don't think it serves the figures really well. I like that Marvin the Martian, though.
What the fuck are you talking about, Will? Seriously, what the fuck are you talking about? Last episode, we talked about for 15 minutes. We were telling you that the alien from Toy Story sucks, and you were defending it like your life depended on it when it went against your morals. It went against everything you believed in just because you liked the
alien. I changed my mind. I came out publicly, and I changed my opinion.
This series, by default, is the best of the licensed series because they Looney Tunes and they wacky.
Listen, I'm just gonna say this. Don't get mad. Sylvester and Daffy look great as figures. The rest of them look like vomit.
What are you talking about?
I'm with you. I also agree with
Look at Marvin. Look at Marvin.
I do like Marvin. Marvin's not bad.
I like Marvin.
And
look at Bugs.
He's a little creepy. He's a little creepy.
Yeah. It's true.
You know what I like about it?
Look at Tweety Bird. He's supposed to be.
But it's like you're going to Universal Studios and you're seeing the people in the costumes. That's what I like about it. I like that kind of look because these figures can be used in amusement park sets to make Universal Studios. These figures can be in Looney Tunes mocks. These figures are so versatile in every single way. When are we ever going to get a Tasmanian devil figure again? Never. You know what? Because I dreamed of this. I dreamed of the series, and you know what? This series brings me back to my BrickLink experience.
Okay? Oh, boy.
This is my first time on BrickLink. I didn't know how it worked. And I put these figures because I don't have...
Have we told this story?
I don't think I have.
I feel like we may
have. You did in the first episode. You said someone got mad at you.
Yeah.
Well,
you could tell the story. If we have told the story already, I'll just cut it out.
I like these figures. I still don't have any of them. I have Daffy Duck and the Tasmanian Devil as keychains.
We'll put this picture in the show.
Liam just sent a picture into our Discord server. Oh!
This is what they look like, Ezra.
This series is a 10 out of 10.
Ezra, this is what they look like. These, yes. These people dressed up as them.
I'm happy with that. I'm happy. I like that. That's what I love about them. Every
the
single
image
one.
Is a bunch of people dressed up in uncanny makeup of the Toon Squad from Space Jam.
I like the little guy, though. He's funny. Yeah.
I love Looney Tunes. I've made my girlfriend a Looney Tunes fan, and I'll make you a Looney Tunes fan because they're better than any Disney character ever made, and that's my opinion of them. You guys can talk willy-nilly, but I'm saying
I didn't know who Petunia Pig was until this series.
I wish I didn't now, because looking at that figure makes me want to cry. I love Looney Tunes as well, but I just don't think the designs translate that well. Some of them are a little uncanny.
I have to.
Liam, you look at these figures like they're cum objects.
Yeah, and there's only like two fuckable things here.
Well, who?
Lola Bunny.
No, I think who? Sylvester and Daffy. And you know what? The more I look, the more I think, okay, we got Wile E. Coyote looks good.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Roadrunner's head looks good, but his legs don't.
Yeah.
Marvin looks good.
Marvin looks great.
You know what? They should have gave the Roadrunner the those goat that goat leg piece, you know?
Maybe, yeah. Or something of the equivalent.
Yeah. Something weird.
Yeah, you know what with that gremlin minifig?
I still can't defend that Tweety Bird though.
Yeah, that's scary.
The Tweety Bird is my least favorite. No, Petunia and Tweety are pretty bad, but everything else I'd happily own. I love them. But that's my piece on this series. And now we're going on to...
I like Marvin. Not a fan of the rest.
That's all, folks.
Fuck you. Well,
we're talking about Marvel now. You can get your baby little rocks off on this Marvel series because you're such a shill. You're such a shill. Well, I'm in the dirt. I am a war veteran of defending the Looney Tunes, and then we're going to be talking about these Marvel figures like it's the next gospel.
Hulk smash homeless shelter!
I actually do really like this series.
I like that one. this one, this actually brought me out of my Lego Dark Age, this series.
I like this series. It's pretty neat.
But you know why I have a negative for this series?
Why?
It doesn't even have anything to do with it. This got me out of my Lego Dark Ages right after the Lego Looney Tunes series went away.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I was a little too late for the game. But this series is okay, in my opinion. Retrospectively looking back, we have four Captain America-esque figures. Will, how can you defend yourself?
All right. I won't defend that. I think that's kind of shitty. And I don't like the... What you know? What I did like about this series is that a minifigure line of the Disney Plus shows was very, I think, a very good choice as for the Lego brand.
Mm.
I mean, because the movies, now the movies, they get all these big sets because they're that, they're movies, they're important into the lore and canon of everything. But if it's a series, if it's a Disney Plus show, at that point, that it's just going to be part of a minifigure series. And I don't know why I feel like those translate well with each other.
I agree. I think this series, we should get a series too.
Yeah, agree.
Because I really think that the Moon Knight figure needs to be a thing. I think both Mr. Knight and Moon Knight will be wonderful figures. Like they go together. It'd be easy to do, and I'd be very happy with another series of this. My favorite figure out of this series is the Spider-Man and the Zombie Captain America. What about you guys?
I like the Spider-Man. I do like the Zombie Captain America, but if I were to pick a figure from this series, I'd actually combine two of them. I would have Spider-Man, and I would have the accessory from Sylvie, which is the Crocodile Loki.
I like the Frog Thor a lot.
I like the Frog Thor.
Guys, I'm not a huge Marvel fan, and from an outsider looking at this series, I gotta be honest. I don't know who a single one of these fucking characters are. I don't know who are any of those people. The Spider-Man with a cape.
Yeah, but that's with Doctor Strange's cape.
I like Sylvie, whoever that is. She's cute. I don't know these people.
I like that Scarlet Witch figure a lot. What about you, Will?
It's a fucking... Okay, it's fine. It's not a great series, but I like what they were doing with the figures, like, and how they how the line tied into the thing. I don't know!
I have a story about this series, okay?
Okay.
And I am not a hater. I try to have a positive outlook on things. I was in Walmart with my...
After what?
Gay boyfriend.
Okay.
And I saw a package of this series open. Someone was stealing. Someone was ripping them up trying to find some. And I saw the Captain America woman, whoever that is.
Captain Carter.
Loose on the ground. And I was like, I could take that and put it in my pocket and I wouldn't get in trouble because I didn't open it. But I didn't because I didn't like her.
You didn't take her?
I didn't take her. I took her stand because that's useful.
Oh, well, I got like two or three of those when I was opening them up because I really wanted... That's Spider-Man. But if we're moving on to Series 22, I have one like and one dislike to the series, and the rest can be thrown out. I don't really care. The ice, that snow soldier or whatever, that snow guy with the dog, with the husky and the whole ensemble, that's wonderful. I love that. I wish I got him, actually. The one con I have is that the Paralympic racer is standing.
What?
No, he's not. Where is he standing?
In the group shot, you know, when they get all the figures to stand on the base plates?
Yeah.
He's standing.
Oh. So he's a faker.
He's a fake.
This is the biggest scandal in LEGO Paralympics history.
Hold on. I just want to make sure that he is actually a...
Why are you and Sonic at the Special Olympics?
They're making Lego Sonic sets, so I would actually like to see
them. Oh, why Sonic. Didn't you put that shit in the news?
Because it's not real yet.
Well,
it's a leak, and I don't know too much about Sonic, so I don't know. I just didn't want to talk about it because we had figures to go through, but we're almost at the end. So if we have a time at the end of this after we're done. We want to talk about the Lego Sonic. We'll talk about Lego Sonic, Will. But right now we're talking about the fraud wheelchair racer.
Will's thoughts on Series 22, like Taylor Swift.
Hi, I'm a certified Will's expert. I would just like to share Will's opinions on this series. So knowing Will growing up and studying him throughout university, I would say from Will's perspective, the dog is funny. The skater is probably the best series. And the... Pepper Woman reminds Will of his estranged mother.
Did he get it?
I like the Bird Watcher because toucans are my favorite bird, and I'm really happy with that piece. And also the Forest Elf because his little mushroom friend is smiling.
Oh, I didn't notice that. I like the Forest guy. Oh, he's wearing an acorn as a hat.
It's kind of cute.
He is a cute little guy. I think my least favorite character is that yellow abomination.
Toucan Sam, Toucan Dine, two men can fit in my ass at once. I have a confession.
What?
I have every single one of these figures.
You do?
Why?
Except for the skater, because I felt him in the bag and I said, that guy fucking sucks.
I like...
And I threw him away.
The oh, the ice skater.
The ice skater. I love this series. We got the Bard, best in the series, classic castle character. We got a funny, like, Glorpo alien, like something, like a little bingo Glorpo Gazoopy type guy.
I like that alien because of his head and because of his torso, because I like purple and I want to wear a purple space t-shirt. I'm gonna put that in the thumbnail too, next to Horish Liam.
Wait, Liam, how many of those ice soldier things do you have?
One.
Ah, fuck you. Okay. I want that thing so bad. It's probably expansive.
I didn't get many duplicates. The only duplicate I got was, unfortunately, the Pepper Woman, who was not very good.
That pepper, I don't like that Pepper Woman figure, but I do like how she has, like, you can take off the pepper thing and put a regular hairpiece on. I do like how they did that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll say my favorites from this series, as someone who owns them all, I love the Birdwatcher. And I know it's just like a regular woman, but something about the colors of her bag and her hat and the green and the toucan, I want to, like, I love her. She's great.
I'm actually proposing to
her. No, Will, what the fuck? You know I love her, dude. Like,
She doesn't like you, though.
She's in my fucking DMs every night. She sent me a fucking trial version of her OnlyFans, dude. Like, I have to pay in a month, but still, like, do you have that? No, you don't.
A trial?
All right, Liam, let's be real. You know that I've had a thing going on with the Birdwatcher for a while.
Well, you've been eyeing up that acorn boy, and I don't like it.
No, the green brick guy has been eyeing up the acorn boy. He's trying to put him in his little child collection.
The brick show guy is eyeing up the acorn boy?
Oh my god, the brick show is eyeing up children?
The brick show! Hey guys, welcome back to the child porn wall.
He's gonna get all these children and he's gonna stick them to a giant green wall and it's gonna be like a terrible crime scene when all the police find out about it.
He's gonna force them to make TikToks.
It's gonna be like a John Wayne Gacy situation. Oh, except instead of making furniture out of people, he just attaches them to his wall. Like, and he's like, I call it my people wall.
The only thing more gruesome than all those dead kids on the wall is that horrible shade of green he painted in the room. What the fuck is wrong with him?
You know, he actually didn't paint his room that way. Like, he just, like, that wall specifically is that green. That specific wall is that green because he's moved now and he takes the wall with him.
Oh, yeah. It's like a Ray William Johnson's, like, Spider-Man
wall. Yeah, it's a Ray William Johnson wall. But guys,
it's Watchmen.
We're at another licensed series, and this one I absolutely adore. Lego Muppets, guys, come on.
I like the Muppet. I like Muppets.
Will, you think these guys went to Lego-ified
perfectly? No, I don't think they were Lego-ified perfectly. I think their designs are fucking weird, but I just like Muppets. Muppet fun. I hope we get more Lego Muppet just because I like the Muppet.
I also like the Muppet. I wish we got an Oscar Muppet. No, not Oscar. What's his name?
Oscar's a Sesame Street.
No, not Oscar. Scooter. The one. No, not Scooter. The one from the movie. What's his name?
Walter.
Walter. Yeah, Walter.
I'm glad we didn't get a Walter. I would probably put my Lego Walter in the fucking bin.
What? Lego Walter would be awesome.
I don't like Walter.
Lego Amy Adams? Anybody?
We already have Lego.
Lego Amy Schumer? Anybody?
Inside Lego Amy Schumer?
Inside.
That's a Lego Ideas series right there. That's a Lego Ideas series. Right
Saving there. Agent Cody Banks?
I've never seen Inside Amy Schumer, so I'm imagining a Lego set of it. Is it just like half skeleton, half like human? And it's like a body diagram, except the human side is just Amy
Schumer. One time when I was in New York, I got to see the inside of Amy Schumer, and let me tell you, she is a real woman. But I like the Kermit figure, and I like the Fozzie figure. And I have most of these figures because it filled out my... I bought the Lego Ideas Sesame Street set a long time ago, and I got to fill out the set with, like, creative ways to display it with all these... Like, there's, like, a chef area, so the Swedish Chef goes there. You know, Kermit and everything, and I just think I love it because it's all of Jim Henson's creations. I wish they did make a Jim Henson figure. That'd be cool, but I don't know how they would do that.
Liam, who's your favorite?
I don't think Liam's a Muppet guy.
My favorite is Rolf.
Liam's not a Muppet guy.
I am a Muppet guy. I tried to collect these guys, but they were sold out everywhere, and I only have, like, two. I have Rolf, Beaker, Animal, the fucking slut woman. And it's the chef, and I like this series, but I'm just sad that I didn't get them all.
Motherfucker, go to a Kohl's.
All right, guys.
I want to go to Kohl's.
What?
It's been a little bit. We're
almost done.
So let's.
We gotta persevere. Yeah, these last two series, we're almost done. I think, and then after we're done talking about the series, we're gonna do some highlights. Like, we're gonna go like our favorite series, and then that's how we conclude it. You know, we've talked about everything, and then we can put it behind us. Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
This next series, I Is this like a mascot series almost?
Pretty much. It's very winter themed.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if this is controversial or not. I know we've been making fun of the mascot figures, but I kind of like the series.
Is this 23?
Yeah, this is 23.
Fuck this series!
What?
I'm not a crazy fan. I like Fairy Captain. You know, I like popcorn, kind of. That's really it.
You don't like...
I only like the knight. I'm sorry.
Really? Okay, I like the Nutcracker and the Frosty the Snowman looking one and the Sea Captain.
I like the Sea Captain too.
I like the Sea.
I don't like this.
Yeah, but you guys don't like the. You don't guys don't like the Snowman.
Snowman's all right. He's not bad.
But Snowman would be a win.
I'm surprised that they hadn't already made a Snowman.
He looks so badass, and also the Nutcracker guy.
Badass is not the word that I would use to describe the Snowman.
That dude sells people. He's top of the line guy. But overall, this series is. Oh, you know what? I'd be if I cared enough to collect. Like, bless you.
Thank you.
If I cared enough to collect Lego minifigures that aren't licensed, I would probably care about the series, and I would probably collect them all. And I don't think Liam has a place to speak because he collected like the shittiest series ever a couple series back.
No, that one was pretty good.
You know, it's pretty good. Will? My opinion.
A good point.
I don't remember if it was good or not. I don't know if I'm thinking about the right ones. So either A, it was really good, or B, it was shit.
Dip it in shit.
And the final
series 24.
The final series 24. The final series we're going to be talking about.
This series rules.
I love what? It. I love this it so series. Much. It's beautiful.
This is the best one in a while.
What?
This is a great return to form. It's great. I just really enjoy it. It feels like a classic. Yep. It feels like a classic.
You know what? The more I'm looking at it, the only one I don't like is that one robot one that I don't understand.
He confuses me. I don't like the orc.
I'm not crazy about the robot.
Like, I don't understand what that is.
I don't like the child.
You know what? Yeah, the child's kind of boring.
Which child? Too. Newspaper Kid or Rockin' Horse
Rock? No, Newspaper Kid is awesome.
Okay, I was going to say.
Newspaper Kid is my favorite one.
Newspaper Kid was one of my favorites. It was either him or the orc. I like the orc. I like the design of him. And also, I like Brown Astronaut just because it's a return to Astronaut. Brown Astronaut in Lego.
Brown Astronaut in Lego.
But when I go to the Lego store this upcoming Saturday, I will be trying to find that T-Rex figure. I really like that one. I think it's cool.
Keep us posted.
I think it reminds me of the lizard mascot figure, and I have that lizard mascot figure somewhere, so I'm going to try and put them together. Because I think they'd be an amazing couple, and I think they just understand each other.
Preach.
But overall, the series is, in my opinion, it's just okay. It's just okay. The pottery person is also, I'm not a big fan of.
I'm not a fan.
But everybody else is okay to fine. But that's all the Lego minifigure series, guys. So what's our top three favorite series? And here's my stipulation. You have to have at least one original series, like not licensed. So you can have two licensed, one original. So anybody would like to go first?
Oh,
I don't know how we're supposed to remember this.
I'll say some that I think would be considered are...
Will's microphone cuts out, but he says he likes the Lego Batman movie series.
Mm-hmm.
Series 14 Monsters. Mm-hmm. That's really dope. And, fuck, there was an early one that I can't remember the number of. I'll put it on screen right now. I think it was Series 6? Yeah, it was Series 6.
But what was the figure?
It was Series 6. That was the one.
What was the figure that you liked in it?
With the robot and the alien. That was the Will Smith series. That's.
Oh, yeah.
So those are probably my three.
You're right.
Yeah, the Will Smith series. You know what? I'm going to piggyback off of you, Will, and I'm going, my favorite original series is Series 8. I think that's a controversial pick. I don't think everybody liked it, but I love the businessman. I love the conquistador. I love the scuba diver. I love Santa, and I like the pirate a lot, and I even like, I don't know if we mentioned this or not, but the alien king or alien queen or whatever, That is from the Alien Invasion series of sets they did. Yes. If you guys remember that, those.
Yes, yes.
And that was either post-release or pre-release. And if it was pre-release, it's a classic. What LEGO does is they put a minifigure in a series that leads up to a cool, like, new series that they're going to get rid of in a year or two, like they did with LEGO Chima. LEGO Chima movie, everybody. That's what I want to see. I want to see a LEGO Chima movie, more deserving than LEGO Ninjago. And my two favorite other series are the LEGO Looney Tunes, because I'm a Looney Tunes guy, and I have to defend that to my grave. And then I think it's the LEGO Batman, I think it's the first LEGO Batman series for me.
Mm-hmm. Not too bad. Not.
I think my least favorite series by a country mile is the LEGO Ninjago movie series.
Mm.
My least favorite by a country mile. What about you? Well, what, Liam? Ending off.
Liam can't remember them all in order. I like the Batman stuff, the DC stuff. I like whatever series had Spooky Girl, Paleontologist. I like the Monster series. I like Birdwatcher. We've had a lot of good ones. We've had a lot of shit.
We've sat through a lot of shit, but you know what? We're finally here. We're finally at the end. Ladies and gentlemen,
our minifigure series retrospective is done. We'll talk about future series when those get announced or leaks or whatever. But we're going back to normal.
Liam's humble and honest request. Can we get a Star Wars one, please?
Ooh.
Thank you.
I don't think they can do a LEGO Star Wars series because Hasbro has the rights and license to make LEGO Star Wars, or not LEGO, make Star Wars figures. And if LEGO does do individual packs of LEGO Star Wars figures, those are technically action figures, meaning it breaks the license agreement that Disney and Hasbro have.
They better get the rights, or the Unabricker is going to show up somewhere.
Can we get another Marvel series? Pretty please, LEGO. Pretty please. Pretty please.
Or Marvel, Looney, pretty, or pretty, you know what?
LEGO porn stars.
That's a good idea. But I just want to point out before we close out that Will did not include the LEGO Simpsons series at all. He didn't talk about it as being one of his favorites.
No, it's nostalgic for me. It held a big place in my heart, but design-wise, I would not say it's really great and really it's my favorite. Just because I have a nostalgic opinion of something. I was thinking about it. I thought about it. But just because I have a nostalgic opinion on something does not mean that it has to be good. I do not look at things through nostalgic.
And Mr. Looney Tunes.
Shut up. I feel like rose-colored nostalgia goggles.
No, I'm making fun of Ezra for the Looney Tunes stuff.
Looney Tunes stuff was cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. That shut up wasn't opinion based. That shut up was just
LEGO Looney Tunes is cool. What we learned from the LEGO minifigures is that they got progressively worse until they licensed out and got cool stuff.
I think the real minifigures
is the ones we made along the way.
I think the real minifigures
the ones we made along the way.
The friends we made.
But I'm gonna call it right now. The next Bricked Up episode, we will be discussing LEGO video games. I want to talk about those or LEGO movies. I'm done talking about regular LEGO. Let's talk about the weird stuff.
It doesn't have. Why can't we just talk about getting LEGO and getting pussy like the good old days?
Yeah, you're right.
Sponsored by Popeyes.
Yeah, sponsored by Popeyes and Ezra Labs. So with that being said. Go to EzraLabs.com /BrickedUp. Get your 10% off and join the regime.
Code word boner pills.
But that's it, guys. We're done. Bye-bye. Everybody say bye. Bye.
Finally, I can take